created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plans. That's just the way it is. Oh, you are God alone from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. You are God alone from before time began. Psalm 107:1-3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Let's give God thanks for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. This is the God before whom we come. Lord, the one who is God alone and none can compare to. We say thank you for life. Thank you for this day. Thank you for blessed Monday. Thank you that we are saved. We are part of your family. We give you all the glory that we have the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. We bless you. We honor you. We adore you because you're a faithful God. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. In the precious name of Jesus have we prayed. Amen. Proverbs 11:14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there's safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the praise. We honor and adore you. Thank you for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Lord, we say thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do, especially with regards to our leadership, for our teaching priest. We say thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory that everyone in the ministry is preserved. You're constantly giving us that testimony of preservation, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. We thank you that as we continue to serve you, you continue to service our lives. We say thank you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Psalm 51:17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. And so in a few minutes, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins. In any way we've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. We are continuing to pray from Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying and asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals, and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety, in relation to his end time kingdom agenda, should be established. Open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart, both in your understanding and in the language of the Spirit. Father, establish your purpose concerning my life and that of the ministry in line with your end time kingdom agenda. Let your counsel stand, let your will be done as it is in heaven, whatever reason and purpose for which I'm on earth and why Glow Music is here now. Lord, in line with your end time kingdom agenda, let it be established in the name of Jesus, just as you established the ministry of Christ Jesus and we all benefited from it. Thus, Lord, we give you all the glory. That as we trust you with this, Lord, you will show your power in our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. We are continuing to pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Open your mouth and pray this prayer with all seriousness. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory for this opportunity to serve you, Lord. And as we serve you faithfully, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as you promised in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. In the name of Jesus, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully, as we stay committed, as we stay on course, as we stay on track, as we follow your lead. Lord, ensure that we are constantly seeing fruitfulness in the work of our hands in such that we can serve the kingdom with what we get. We can serve society with our hands. With the work of our hands, we'll be able to serve ourselves and families as well in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory that when we call you here and you answer us in Jesus' name. Finally, we are praying 3 John 1, 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And also from 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Amen. We are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine help for our lives, family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Let's pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we enforce your provision of divine health, the one you finished on the cross and said is finished. Lord Jesus, we enforce it on our lives, Lord Jesus, that we would have this testimony of constantly being in health so that we can serve you. Sicknesses not from ourselves, nor sicknesses amongst our family members, not with leadership, not with anybody in the ministry, will hinder our progress in the name of Jesus. That whatever you call, like soldiers, will be ready to move because we are divinely catered for. We are divinely preserved and our health is preserved in the name of Jesus. Makali Adabashatai, Jesus, we give you all the glory. Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. We bless you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord, that whenever we call you, answer. We give you thanks. We give you praise. There's none like you and none that can be compared unto you. In the name of Jesus, let's give the Lord praise for answered prayer and this song. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. Yes, we know. We know no other God but you, who can do the things you do. You are the only one who's worthy of our praise. So you are
Spiritual growth for end time ministers. We've been looking at walk in wisdom, and under that we've been focusing on work, but we ought to work with God. So in our last session we looked at work with God. Today is a continuation of work with God. So work with God too. We ought to remember from our previous sessions that our Father in heaven, according to John 5:17, is working. Jesus the Son, according to Romans 8:34, who is also the Word of God, is constantly working. The Holy Spirit is also working, according to Romans 8:26. We learned in our last session. And angels are constantly working, according to Psalm 103:20. So we ought to be conscious of the need to be workers. Working with God generates different results from working without God. So it's not just about working, but we ought to work with God. Please say after me, I need to work with God.
I need to work with God.
I must not work alone.
I must not work alone.
I must work with God.
I must work with God.
Working or service is a wonderful gift, which is part of God's blessing of dominion. So please understand that. It is a gift which is embedded in God's plan of dominion for man. So work is not a punishment. Sometimes you find children say, as for me, I want to be rich. Sometimes people make statements, I don't want to work for someone, I don't want to work for other people, Please. It is God's gift to us to have the opportunity to work. Where there is no work, there is no dominion. Working or service, I repeat, is a wonderful gift which is part of God's blessing of dominion for us. So say, thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to work.
Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to work.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which also means to serve, to serve. And we read Genesis 2:8. It says, then the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put man whom he had formed. May God put you at where he had formed or created for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now watch this. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Whatever God has put under your jurisdiction, let it never run dry. May it abound with the blessings of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May it never be said that someone handed over their company to you, and from that day they started experiencing losses. Anything that God puts in your hand by his grace, let it flourish in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And when these declarations are made, say the amen with boldness and with strength in agreement, because these declarations are prayer into our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of the first river is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bedlam and onyx stone. Wow, all in Adam's garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden to what? To dress it and to keep it. A land of good with four rivers. May your house have rivers. Rivers decorating around. You know, some houses, when you enter there, you only see walls. Wall on the east everywhere. Other houses, too, when you enter there, you see ocean. Because the house is at the seafront. Some houses, you see mountains by the side. Some, you see valleys. Then you see that, yes, I've entered the house. May your house never just be surrounded by walls.
Amen.
Let it be surrounded with wonderful scenery in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you be blessed that you can have choices when it comes to where you live.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be limited by one house. You say you don't even have parking space. You enter the house, the entrance is the bedroom. Today, as you hear this word, and as you believe that the God we serve is a rewarder, may you experience countless breakthroughs, inspiring breakthroughs.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave Adam everything and set him as a manager over it. It was part of God's blessing. On the contrary, when you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, it says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So when Adam disobeyed, now there came curse. He lost everything, and now he began to struggle, struggle, struggle. Whenever we break relationship with God, our efforts result in undesirable outcomes. So I urge you today that keep your relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we get so busy. Now you are earning 10,000. Work, everything is going on. So your spiritual life begins to dry up. At the time that you are searching for a job, you were moving from prayer camp to prayer camp, from cathedral to cathedral, pastor to pastor, from this prophet to apostle. You were going everywhere. After God, by his grace, granted you the opportunity to work, you have relegated God to the back seat. You've now made God only a wallpaper in your home. And now you choose to do what you like. Please, the day Adam divorced God, he lost it all. Today, I'm not even going to go further. We'll continue in another session. Today, listen to me very carefully. God has his best for you. You see that Adam had gold, he had onyx, he had all sorts of minerals in the land, the garden where God had placed him to manage. God has deposited or has placed you somewhere in particular. He has a place for you. But you ought to decide in your heart that no matter where God puts me, no matter how high God places me, I will keep my relationship with him. My quiet time, I will protect. My prayer time with God, I will protect. My going to service, I'll protect. My singing in the choir, I will protect. Everything that I do, my service at Glow Music Ministry, I will ensure that I continue to do it in Jesus' mighty name. Today, just close your eyes wherever you are and begin to pray that, help me, Lord, that no matter what stage I am in life, I continue to keep my relationship with you in Jesus' mighty name.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me that no matter what stage or where you put me, I will always remember to serve you. I will always remember to maintain my relationship with you in the name of Jesus.
Never to break my relationship with you. No matter what height I attain, no matter what situation I find myself in, my prayer is that, Lord, grant me the grace. Thank you for Jesus for reconciling us back to you. May I continue to keep that relationship with you, my Father in heaven. Pray from your heart. Pray from your heart.
No matter how high you raise me,
the That money will not take me away from you. Marriage will not take me away from you. Having children will not take me away from you. Let nothing take me away from you. Let no accomplishments. Let my master degree not take me away from you. My PhD. My government appointment. Let it not take me away from you. My new job, my new car. My new house. My travel opportunity, Lord, have mercy upon me. Let it not take me away from you. Let it not break my relationship with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you have not given your life meaningfully to Christ Jesus today, I suggest to you to do this. With Christ Jesus, you have access to eternal life. Scripture says that it's appointed to man once to die, and to die, and after death, judgment. One day, each and every one of us is going to stand before the maker of heaven and earth, the possessor of the entire universe. And he's going to ask you, what did you do with your life? And it starts with accepting Christ Jesus as the Lord and the Master over your life. Please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I stand before you as a sinner, unable to save myself. Please, I surrender my life completely to you today. Be the Lord and Master over my life. Take charge over my spirit, soul, and body. In the mighty name of Jesus, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Oye titi 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 nyami oye titi 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 nyami
Christ. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining us today. We'll meet again at 12 p.m. prompt tomorrow. Shalom.